friends. Welcome back to the Inside Delirium podcast. I am your host, Tim Harrington. Today's date, April 8th, 2020. We're on episode number 6. It has been a little while since our last episode. I kind of took a little bit of time off to, deal with life matters. Life gets in the way every now and then, man. You got to deal with it. You got to put shit to the side and, you know, focus on that. And so that's kind of what I've been up to. But I'm definitely glad to be back. Something I've been really looking forward to. But kind of have a quick and short episode today. Just kind of wanted to touch base on a few things and go over some new ideas I have for the podcast. Past couple months, been focusing on a lot on stuff that like Jordan Peterson has to say, you know, about life lessons and what he has to say about psychology and, you know, sociology and stuff like that. I love Alan Watts. I listen to him pretty much every day. So I kind of wanted to bring that back to the Inside Delirium podcast. You know, I think it makes for great discussion. I love talking about those things. And so I think that's kind of what you can expect to see more on the podcast. So really looking forward to that. More on that a little bit later. Let's see what's going on with the COVID-19 pandemic. Shit still sucks, man. Still going on. It's my opinion. It's not stopping anytime soon. I think we just need to strap in and get comfortable. Let's see what numbers we have. Numbers as of 9 a.m. Pacific time today, globally currently sitting on 1,452,378 confirmed cases, and that is globally. 83,615 deaths. But, you know, still a little over 308,000 recoveries globally. And that is from January 22nd until today, April 8th. I focus more on those recovery numbers. You know, I think it's important to focus on that. You know, if you focus on the death number, man, it's not productive. Seeing a big number in the recovery category, it's pretty cool. As far as social distancing, man, my opinion, as much as it sucks, yeah, it is working. The whole stay at home bullshit. But people are definitely not happy though, man. You know, we're not used to this. People like to socialize. They like to be with other people. That's how it is. It sucks. I get it, but, my biggest thing, dude, I'm not happy about is having so much time to do things now. I mean, not being at work and all that. It would be fucking awesome to be at the lake with my dad. It'd be awesome to do a 2-week camping trip. But we can't do that. It's a fucking gross misdemeanor. Most of my best memories of my dad have been being at the lake. It would be pretty cool to be doing that right now. But, you know, I'm not really in any position to be facing a fucking gross misdemeanor charge. But that's what's really getting me. Also the fact that people are acting fucking weird now. Everybody's on edge now. I had a friend that went to the grocery store, it was like a week ago, and she got her ass chewed out by some guy being paranoid that she was just a little bit closer, you know, and called her out, made her feel like shit. That shouldn't be happening, man, but you know, it's how people are. We're seeing some nasty characteristics from people now. That's how it goes. Me personally, especially lately, I have been avoiding shopping as much as I can. It's not because of getting sick. I kind of actually developed this weird thing now where I guess I hate standing in lines. And it's not because I don't like to wait for anything. It's because I guess I don't like following bullshit rules. You know, and if I can help it, I'm not going to put myself in that kind of situation. I've been trying to avoid shopping as much as I can. But it's how it goes, and I get it. I just think people can afford to relax just a little bit. Don't be a dick, you know. Yeah, you're on edge and you're freaked out and paranoid, but you know, don't make other people feel like shit. I guess sort of in a way, I think I might be kind of losing my mind a little bit. Being out of work for 24 days, same old routine. Like every morning I've been waking up hearing the lyrics to Every Day Is Exactly the Same by Nine Inch Nails. Those lyrics pertain so much to what's going on. Just waking up, it's like, wow, another day of this bullshit. It's weird. It's weird times. Definitely missing my coworkers, man. Missing the grind. Missing the routine. I even miss fucking waking up at 5 in the morning to go to work. You know, I miss getting home from work and just be so fucking tired. I even miss the stress. I really do. Going out to dinner, having a bar night. Having a friend stop by just to say hello. Fucking poker night, dude, be fucking awesome. You know, with everything that's going on now, I do have more time to kind of focus on myself, though, and sort of kind of creating a new routine for myself. I'm still waking up early, focusing on being productive. I could probably be doing some more exercising. You know, at work, I'd probably do at least 15,000 steps within 8 hours. And that was my cardio, you know, plus going to the gym and stuff. So I could be out a little bit more, taking a walk, riding my bike or something. But other than that, still trying to create a routine and, you know, fuck being inside the house, man. Do something. Of course, adhere to the bullshit laws, but, it does feel good to get out. Doing some more blogging on WordPress. I didn't actually realize how much I like writing. Writing is so therapeutic. Even if you're just kind of brainstorming some ideas on, you know, what to write about, you know, ideas and stuff, it makes you feel good. You know, like doing for like a full hour, even if you don't like have nothing that comes out, the fact that you're just doing it, feels pretty good. I am working on an Inside Delirium blog site on WordPress. So I'll kind of have more time to do that. So I'm just trying to not be a perfectionist and do all that. But I do want to focus on some more blogs about Inside Delirium and stuff like that. So yeah, writing's a great outlet, man. Very therapeutic. I definitely recommend it. Yeah, honestly, we'll get through it, man. I believe the next week or two is going to be trivial. Stimulus and unemployment checks are in the mail, supposedly. But no, it's going to be a good boost of morale. You know, I've been dealing with this shit for, yeah, at least a month and a half. And so having a little bit of money is definitely going to help. But, you know, my heart definitely goes out to people that are sick, their families, and, you know, even the ones that are dealing with the income thing. You know, unemployment's a mess right now. There's a lot of people I know that have, you know, still haven't gotten their unemployment shit, and they've filed, you know, 3 weeks ago. It's a total mess. But, you know, as long as we have networking and respect for the common good of everybody's health, I think we'll be okay. So, let's see, want to kind of go over some Inside Delirium stuff. A friend of mine, I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of weeks ago, and I was like, you know, I want to get the Inside Delirium podcast going again. And he's like, first thing, what the hell does Inside Delirium mean? And I guess the idea of Inside, the concept is, Inside Delirium is a moment in time that you're sort of like dismissed from reality and you get to have a dance upstairs. You know, it's like a report or interpretation of what goes on inside your head. And, you know, it makes for great discussion. Really, but I've been really thinking a lot about kind of what I want to bring to the table, to the podcast and stuff, and the whole life lessons and, discussion about psychology and sociology. I'm really looking forward to that. And now that I have the time to focus on it, I'm really looking forward to being more consistent and stuff like that. So, let's see. On my last couple of episodes, I kind of introduced an idea of the question jar. Got a jar full of random questions and ideas I've been thinking about. What I do is I kind of just pull one out, kind of go over it, and kind of have a quick discussion about it. So let's see. Today's question jar, or today's question out of the question jar. It's going to do a random draw here. We only got like 15 here. I'm going to be adding more, but... All right, today's question. If you could teach everyone in the world one concept, what concept would have the biggest positive impact on humanity? Well, let's see. Me personally, I was never good at teaching. I guess I'm okay and kind of explain ideas on theories and whatnot, but as far as like teaching, I'm not that good. When it comes to the world and all that shit, dude, my biggest thing is I fucking hate racism. You know, that's something I've dealt with in my life. And you know, if I can have like a way to introduce a concept that I guess that we don't need to be dealing with that shit, man. I think that'd be a huge impact on humanity. I think a lot of problems come from racism. So if there's a way to, at the very least, introduce a concept on just being done with racism, I don't know. I think that'd be awesome. So I don't know. If you guys got any ideas on any concept that would be a positive impact on humanity, go ahead and leave a comment stuff. So yeah, that is this episode's question out of the question jar. Yeah, like I said, it's going to be just a quick and short episode. Wanted to say hello and kind of hang out for a bit and just touch base on future episodes. You know, I definitely have plenty of time to be doing some podcasts. You know, I'm not going to work anytime soon, so... Let's see, you know, I'm going to have a couple platforms here, YouTube, Facebook, WordPress. You know, for my audio listeners, I'm still on SoundCloud and Anchor.fm. So yeah, just keep checking out. I'm hoping to do at least one episode a week, the very least. So don't forget our Inside Delirium Facebook page. I'm always on there just posting content and just random posts and stuff, so definitely check that out. Yeah, thanks everybody for hanging out. Just a quick episode. Wanted to touch base and, let everybody know what's going on. So yeah, keep checking out, some updates and, all that stuff for future episodes. So, all right, I'll see you guys on the next installment. Later.